is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the Resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's October 3rd, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, Texas Governor Rick Perry tries to reassure the public that the CDC has the Ebola virus under control.
The public should have every confidence that the highly trained professional involved here will succeed.
Meanwhile, shocking video shows unprotected hospital workers cleaning up Ebola vomit in Dallas. Plus, the Ebola patient's family is now under armed quarantine as they disobeyed requests from authorities not to leave home. Then, boots on the ground in Syria as the Turkish government, under pressure by the United States, passes a Syrian invasion resolution. All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. We begin tonight with this top story breaking. ISIS beheads British hostage Alan Henning, promises to behead American Peter Kasich. Now, like with the other beheading videos, they hit the web and are deleted soon thereafter. But supposedly, Henning made this statement before his death. "Hi, I'm Alan Henning. Because of our parliament's decision to attack the Islamic State, I, as a member of the British public, will now pay the price for that decision." Like I said, there's no video to comment on. So we'll bring you the latest news as these stories continue to develop. But regardless of what happened to this man, it's very unfortunate. We've seen the recent beheading in Oklahoma, as well as atrocities carried out by ISIS, Al-Qaeda, burning down churches, Christian villages, and all that of the like. So we'll bring you that news as it develops. But something we need to keep an eye on, the developing story of the Ebola outbreak. We've seen it's spread from the African continent. Now we see reported cases, potential cases in Washington, D.C., Hawaii, Toronto. But here in the state of Texas, where we have a man in the Dallas hospital right now, Governor Rick Perry wants us all to rest assured that the CDC is on top of the situation.
Take a look at this video. I'm going to show our viewers. It's a man with absolutely no protective clothing, housing down the sidewalk right outside the apartment where the Liberian man is said to have vomited.
There are few places in the world better equipped to meet the challenge that is posed in this case.
Is this safe to just hose it down into the gutter the way they're doing it over there?
Texas is one of only 13 states certified by the CDC to conduct diagnostic Ebola testing.
Two concerns, really. One is to the individual, the man who's actually doing the hosing down without any protective gear. What you'll read from the guidelines from the CDC is that anytime you're dealing with contaminated bodily fluids, which is what this is in this case, sounds like, you should have somebody who's trained to do this.
And we have the healthcare professionals and the institutions that are second to none.
They should probably be wearing droplet protection so that none of the virus would actually spray back onto their bodies. And it doesn't look like that's the case here.
The public should have every confidence that the highly trained professionals involved here will succeed in this very important mission.
And stay tuned, because after this break, John Bowne will have a special report detailing the timeline of Ebola here in the United States of America. Boots on the ground. Turkish parliament passes Syrian invasion resolution. The resolution passed with a three-quarters majority and will allow foreign troops to use Turkish territory to conduct operations inside Syria. Turkey's chastisement is for propaganda purposes, Kurt Nemo notes. In fact, Turkey has played a pivotal role in supporting Saudi and CIA-supported and U.S. military-trained mercenaries fighting a proxy war to topple the Assad government in Syria, which is exactly right. This would be like your local PD or sheriff's department giving arms to a gang and then saying, hey, we need to go invade, Compton or Chicago or wherever else. And everybody said, well, hey, you guys gave them the guns. I'm not saying that's what happened in Chicago or Compton, but just using that as an example. And that's the same thing that's happening here. They give them the guns, they give them the training, and now we have to go in there and invade the situation. But this is exactly what happened with Operation Fast and Furious, running the guns into Mexico. And something people are furious about, feminists are up in arms about a recent shirt, a superhero shirt, a Batman t-shirt that says training to be Batman's wife. One t-shirt in particular, which states training to be Batman's wife, this is one of many, has mass criticism and is being said to promote a chauvinistic message. Now, I have seen some of these T-shirts. There was a T-shirt that had Superman making out with Wonder Woman. It says, Superman scores again. Okay, I guess maybe that was, a little out there, maybe a little bit chauvinistic. But the idea of being Batman's wife is somehow sexist. We see characters like Catwoman, Talia al Ghul, who were both in the most recent Batman film with Christopher Nolan. They were both pursuing Bruce Wayne as it is in the comic books. You know, Bruce is a busy guy. He's out saving the universe and all that. So he doesn't really have time to settle down and get a relationship. But I don't think it's so much, a big sexist deal. And many of these blogs, many of these other sites that have posted this story, they had very negative things to say about it. And not about the T-shirts, but about the person who even posted the story to begin with. 90%+ of the comments I saw were like, why did you even post this story? This is not even a real issue. So there's been a lot of comics in the news as of late, Thor becoming a woman and all that stuff. So I guess it's just a thing that the feminists like to talk about now. Now let's talk about Call of Duty, the popular video game series. Now, I've done reviews of Call of Duty, and a lot of people misconstrue what I'm trying to portray. You know, when I talk about these video games and so forth, I'm likening them to real-life events and happenings in our world. I think the only negative thing I had to say about the Call of Duty series is that they used Oliver North at one point to promote it. Of course, Oliver North involved with Rex 84, the plan for martial law in our country. I wasn't happy about that. But other than that, you know, I have no issue with the games, whether they be violent or profane. It's a video game, and they can do pretty much whatever they want in it. But now we see the Call of Duty director, or should I say a former Call of Duty director, saying U.S. troops should occupy public schools. And this is Dave Anthony. He is a former writer and director behind the successful Call of Duty video game franchise, recently expressed his desire to see American soldiers patrolling the hallways of public schools in the near future. The threat now, the invasion, comes from within, Anthony told the Atlantic Council, adding that he envisioned that soldiers could walk like air marshals on commercial flights, according to Bloomberg. The public won't like it. They'll think it's a police state, you think? However, he added, all of these are solvable problems. When we have a new product, and it has elements that we're not sure people will respond well to, what do we do as a corporation? We market it. And we market it as much as we can, so that whether people like it or not, we do things and we can essentially brainwash people into liking it before it actually comes out. This sounds all too much like the quote from Attorney General Eric Holder.
One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
And once again, I'm not knocking the Call of Duty series as a whole. I'm just saying this guy, Dave Anthony, wants you to think about the police state in a vastly different way. And you may think about the American economy in a vastly different way after you see the special report from Paul Joseph Watson, record numbers of Americans not in the labor force. This is what's going to take us out to break, but stay tuned because after this break, we'll have InfoWars last interview with Dr. Stan Monteith, and also John Bound has a timeline of Ebola in the United States of America. Stay tuned.
Of course, we had the jobs numbers come out today, 5.9% unemployment rate, vehemently celebrated by the mainstream media as a sign of the ongoing, quote, economic recovery. What they won't tell you is the fact, as documented in the Zero Hedge article, labor participation rate drops to 36-year low, record 92.6 million Americans not in labor force. And again, this unemployment rate doesn't include the people who've stopped looking for work. It's a completely bogus statistic. While by now, according to Zero Hedge, everyone should know the answer for those curious why the US unemployment rate just slid once more to a meager 5.9%, the lowest print since the summer of 2008, the answer is the same one we have shown every month since 2010, the collapse in the labor force participation rate, which in September slid from an already three-decade low, 62.8%, to 62.7%, the lowest in over 36 years. What's more disturbing is that people not in the labor force rose to a new record high, increasing by 315,000 to 92.6 million. So they added 232,000 jobs, yet 315,000 Americans dropped out of the labor force, and they're celebrating this as some great benchmark of the economic recovery. Of course, we know that the real economic figures show that the economy is stagnating and declining. In fact, I wrote an article a few days ago from Foreign Affairs where the CFR did a series of articles concerned about the populist revolt now sweeping Europe and America. Of course, we had the big anti-EU backlash back in May with UKIP and Denmark, the True Finn Party, several others rejecting the Brussels power structure. We've also had the Tea Party emerge over the past few years. And in that article, the CFR expressed their amazement at the fact that this popular uprising was still going. There you see America in decay, the sources of political dysfunction. What's key about this is that they said this populist liberty uprising, both in the United States and Europe, which was threatening the two-party monopolies in both those continents, needs to be, quote, co-opted. Those were the exact words they used, co-opted. So again, they're going to try and infiltrate these movements, get their own people to represent these movements, and then sell everybody down the river. Now, in that article, in the CFR article that I cited, one of the key aspects that they drew attention to, which is causing this populist uprising, is the fact that median household income has declined since 1989. So in the past, what, 25, 30 years, there's been absolutely zero real economic recovery, and people are struggling under the same conditions they were back in 1989. Nothing has improved. They see the article establishment desperate to co-opt populist uprising to neutralize what they call the American distemper. And that distemper is arising out of the fact that these living standards continue to stagnate and decline, as evidenced again by this article, the wageless recovery. Average hourly earnings suffer first monthly decline since July 2013. So wages are on the decline. Large numbers of people dropping out of the labor force. And yet the mainstream media and the government are celebrating the economic numbers like it's some great recovery. The real figures suggest otherwise.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. Celebrate the spirit of 1776 with the George Washington brass belt buckle or this incredibly sharp looking 1776 hat. Badass. And be sure to check out the new arrivals at InfoWars Life, where you can prepare your body to perform at peak levels with Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Fluoride Shield. And wake up, America. Immune Support Blend is the healthy choice for the gourmet coffee lover. So get incredibly high-quality, freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
Well, it sounds like the perfect script for a horror movie. A virus with no vaccine and no cure kills thousands of people. And despite containment efforts, the virus is spreading.
So many times we will take something and then dial it back because we don't want to sound sensational. If it is sensational, it is sensational. And then you should report it. So many times in history, incredibly bad things happen. Because people can't believe something amazing is happening, either amazingly good or amazingly bad. so many people have something wonderful drop in their laps, and they will self-destructively destroy themselves to sabotage it, not believing that they could be successful. Plans for mass graves confirmed, government surveying cemetery readiness for flu outbreak. His article needs to get people concerned so that we can have a debate about this and hopefully stop whatever's coming, or at least be individually prepared for it. Because it's not my job to scare you, but when something is scary, it's not my job to say, is FEMA preparing for a pandemic? Question mark. Federal agency seeks 40-yard dumpsters for biomedical waste disposal during emergency. Well, I mean, they're preparing mass graves, they're preparing forced inoculations, they're preparing under InfraGuard, lockdowns, under clergy response teams. The church is saying, take your inoculations, go to the camp, it's of the Lord. That's on the news. They're expanding across the board, and their main mission is letting the foreign globalist offshore crime syndicate take over this country. But here it is, plans for mass graves confirmed, government surveying cemetery readiness for flu outbreak. And how to bury millions in Illinois, Indiana, New York. That's just three states we got documented.
Our experts here at the CDC and across our government agree that the chances of an Ebola outbreak here in the United States are extremely low.
There's a lot of evidence linking the development of Ebola and when it first began to show up on the scenes the last 40 years to Western bioweapons laboratories that were on the Gold Coast, the western coast of Africa. And then by 2002, tens of billions of dollars were spent for a program called BioShield. And under the cover of creating cures for biological weapons or treatments, they built bioweapons labs all over the United States, including in populated areas, despite protest, like at the University of Texas in Galveston, right where hurricanes hit, and didn't even put the deadly pathogens in containment facilities underground. They did it in level two facilities. That's just like bringing Ebola-infected patients to general hospitals.
My concern is that do we have a bunch of little time bombs walking around the streets of America that are going to suddenly explode and we're going to suddenly start having cases? And it certainly doesn't help, like Dr. Davis suggested, bringing in infected people, because none of us really trained for dealing with this level of infectious disease. It's not commonplace for us to down up and deal with patients of this caliber.
New estimates by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are warning that the number of Ebola cases could reach 1.4 million by mid-January.
U.S. State Department orders 160,000 Ebola hazmat suits. Bulk purchases prompts concerns about spread of deadly epidemic. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned hospitals and doctors that now is the time to prepare. Obama says U.S. military to provide equipment, resources to battle Ebola epidemic in Africa, and now it could gestate for a lot longer period, making it more likely that it will end up getting into the United States.
Our efforts to help mobilize the international community to fight it and the steps that we're taking to keep people here at home safe.
1 milliliter of Ebola-infected blood, if it is aerosolized, has the capability of infecting 10 million people.
Between the specialists they have on the ground in West Africa and here at headquarters, they've got hundreds of professionals who are working tirelessly on this issue.
In a speech to the United Nations member states at the beginning of September, MSF's international president signaled the failure of the current strategy for combating Ebola. No organization, and that includes MSF, is equipped to deal with the explosion in the number of cases, the dozens of infected health workers, and collapse of the affected country's health systems.
This is something that we take very seriously. As soon as there is an outbreak anywhere in the world of any disease could have significant effects, the CDC is in communication with the World Health Organization and other multilateral agencies to try to make sure that we've got an appropriate response.
We have to stop it at the source in Africa.
Dr. Gottlieb, former director of medical policy development for the Food and Drug Administration, asserted that Ebola is likely to arrive in the U.S. and that if it does, the CDC will invoke powers to hold a healthy person against their will. Dr. Gottlieb also points at an executive order passed by Obama on July 31st, which allows for the detention of Americans who merely display signs of any respiratory illness.
The CDC has confirmed the first case of Ebola in the United States. Obviously, this is an unprecedented development. They admitted, they acknowledged that family members of the victim there in the Dallas hospital may also have been infected with the virus, as well as members of the community. And now we know that this victim, this Ebola victim, was active for several days with symptoms of the disease walking around the community. So the question remains, who else could have been infected?
Now to go back over those 4 days and figure out anybody that person may have had contact with. That's absolutely critical. It is absolutely crucial to do that to try and prevent other people from possibly spreading this virus.
Now they're saying 80 people are being monitored. This one person can affect up to 80 people. Meanwhile, the CDC wants to tell you that there's nothing going on, that everything's fine, there's nothing to worry about. Continue going to school. Continue letting your child go out there. But the parents are saying no. The parents are pulling their kids out of the schools here because we know 5 children went to 4 of the local schools in the area.
We will contact anyone who we think has any likelihood of having had an exposure to the individual while they were infectious. At this point, that does not include anyone who might have traveled with him because he was not infectious at that time.
Why haven't the flights from West Africa been stopped from coming into America like Europe and France have done?
That's a question that's really not in my domain. We did not discuss that specific question.
People talk about, well, we shouldn't allow any flights in from Liberia. I mean, we in America, how dare we turn our backs on Liberia, given the fact that this is a country that was founded in the 1820s, 1830s because of American slavery.
We could be looking at hundreds of thousands of people infected with profound political and economic and security implications for all of us.
Michael T. Osterholm, director of the Centers for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, acknowledged in a recent New York Times op-ed that virologists are loath to discuss openly, but are definitely considering in private the possibility that Ebola has gone airborne. Top German virologist Jonas Schmidt-Konsast caused consternation recently when he suggested that the battle against Ebola in Sierra Leone and Liberia was lost and that the virus would eventually kill 5 million people.
Let all our neighbors know that we shall join with them to oppose aggression or subversion anywhere in the Americas. And let every other power know that this hemisphere intends to remain the master of its own house.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Back in the late 1950s, when people demonized you and attacked you 100 times more than they attacked me, because all this stuff's coming true now, this guy was an icon who stood up against them, and he does 4 or 5 hours of radio every day. warning the planet. And so I want it, I know most of you know him, but I came to hear, not just you, and not just to give a speech, but to talk to Dr. Stan Monte. So I'm going to spend 15, 20 minutes crystallizing the fact that he's seen this huge awakening and where society's going, and for us to count the cost and decide which side of this equation we're on. Liberty or tyranny? Yeah. The floor, you take it away.
Well, I'm not going to take very long because I think that Alex really is doing the most amazing job. You know, I've been at this for 48 years now, but I've never seen as much enthusiasm as I've seen in the last few years. And things are getting worse and worse. Now, don't believe them when they tell you that things are going to get better, that the housing market's going to stabilize. No, it's not. The housing market's going to continue to fall, and more people are going to continue losing their homes. They tell you that the jobs are coming back. The jobs are not coming back. They've been sent overseas, and they're going to stay there. Why are they going to stay there? Because there is a plan. Now, most people really don't know what the plan is, but it's called globalism. It's an organized effort to lower the living standards in the United States and raise the living standards throughout the world so we can have a one-world government, a one-world religion, and a one-world ruler.
Within the next 4 years, we will see the emergence of a new international order.
The beginning of a new international order.
Good evening, everybody. President Obama and British Prime Minister Gordon today calling for a new world order to tackle our global economic crisis.
And one of the ways that will drive the change is through global governance and global agreements.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
Of course we are. We are absolutely slaves to central banks.
Now, if you want to document this, it's all in something called the Earth Charter, written by Stephen Rockefeller, the nephew of David Rockefeller, by Mikhail Gorbachev, and by Marie Strong. And there in point 10A of the Earth Charter, they say, we're going to have equitable distribution of wealth between nations. Now, how do you get equitable distribution of wealth between the United States and China? Why, you lower living standards in the United States, and you raise living standards in China and in India and all throughout the world. And this is really what's happening, but they cannot tell the American people because most of you are so selfish, you don't want to give up your home. You don't want to give up your pension. You don't want to give up your Social Security and your Medicare benefits and all the wonderful things that we have in this country. But you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, the America we have known has ceased to exist. It will never exist again during our lifetime. But the one thing we can hope is that we're going to be able to preserve an element of freedom. Now, how are they sending our jobs overseas? Well, it's a process known as offshoring manufacturing. And what we do is we take a manufacturer and we say to them, look, you're paying 35% corporate income tax in the United States. How you'd like to not have to pay any taxes at all? You move your factory over to China. You don't have to pay any corporate taxes. You can keep those that money. You can invest it throughout the world. You can set up new manufacturing in all sorts of countries. How many of you here, if you were offered that opportunity to make hundreds of millions of dollars, wouldn't take the opportunity? And that's what our great corporations are doing. Furthermore, they get abundant labor. There's all sorts of labor over there, cheap labor. They don't have to put up with the bureaucracy, the harassment they have here. They do not have to actually pay unemployment insurance, workman's compensation insurance, FICA taxes. They're actually given loans. You can get a loan if you go over there. We're doing everything we can to encourage our corporations to move overseas. And, of course, the reason they do that is because they can bring their products back in here because we don't have taxes. What we need to do, of course, is to protect our economy. Yes, it'd be nice to help the rest of the world, but first of all, we've got to save America. And anybody who talks about tariffs now is called a protectionist. Oh, you're a protectionist. Why don't you know if we put up tariffs, why we would have all sorts of people out of work? If we put up tariffs, we'd have tremendous trade deficits. Ladies and gentlemen, we have people out of work. The real unemployment is not 9.6%. It's close to 20%. if you use the U6 unemployment figures, which are put out by the Bureau of Labor Statistics but never mentioned by the controlled media, and then you take away the birth-death ratio, it comes up to over 20%. If you calculate unemployment today, as they did during the Great Depression, over 20%, how many times have you heard that from Rush Limbaugh? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, number one, the press is controlled in America. It's controlled by five or six great corporations. 90% of the press is controlled through interlocking directorates. And we're talking about Time Warner, Bertelsmann, which is a European corporation, Viacom, which runs CBS, Disney, which runs ABC, Fox, which runs the Wall Street Journal, and Fox News, that's Rupert Murdoch, and then, of course, the sixth is Comcast. They just bought up General Electric, and they just bought up NBC. Most people don't understand that literally all of the major news magazines and major newspapers and the major networks are intertwined in what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, intertwining in the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and all these things that Alex talks about and he's talked to you many times about. But they have an organized program to destroy this country. Now, first of all, you offshore our manufacturing. 8 million jobs are gone. They're not coming back again. They're outsourcing our jobs. And that means, of course, Obama recently gave $23 million to an educational facility over in India to teach Indians how to speak better English so that they can have our answering jobs over there. We can move our answering services overseas because they can do our architecture, they can do our engineering, they can read our CT scans and CAT scans and all those sort of things, medical. I mean, in fact, there are between 25 and 42 million jobs. They can leave America and be done just as well overseas, according to Dr. Alan Binder, who's a professor of economics at Princeton. What they're talking about is impoverishing the American people. They're encouraging people to come in from other countries, well-trained people with H-1B visas who work for much less. They're refusing to enforce our immigration laws. Why? Because they want the illegal immigrants to come in, so that it will work for less and drive down our wages. Now, right now, people aren't hurting too badly. I mean, we've got unemployment insurance. It's been extended out to 2 years. You get 50% of what you were making before. But what happens when the federal government runs out of money? You can't keep borrowing money. And eventually what happens, and of course we're going to see this within about 10 years, is that they'll be putting out certainly more for insurance on the national debt and for Social Security and Medicare, then all the money that comes in, there won't be anything left over for unemployment insurance, there won't be anything left over for the military. All of these programs, these wonderful programs, are going to come to an end. And that's exactly what they want. Who are they? Well, they're the Trilateral Commission. All you need to do is, of course, you go back and read what Barry Goldwater told us back in 1979, his book, No Apologies, when he said this group is international. Their goal is to take over the financial and commercial interests of the world by first taking over the government of the United States. What have they done? Well, from 1977 to 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership rolls of the 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. Do you think that happened by accident? Six of the eight presidents of the World Bank, who controls world finance, came from this little group. Eight of the 10 World Trade Representatives, who determine our trade policies. Seven of the 12 Secretaries of State, nine of the Secretaries of Defense. They control our government. And Rush Limbaugh is never going to tell you. And Sean Hannity isn't going to tell you. And Glenn Beck isn't going to tell you. But Alex Jones will.
Yeah.
Alex is on the radio locally here, that Michael's Wernling has had the courage to put him on. Alex is doing a great job. He's picking up. I mean, I'm not going to be around. I'm 81. I'm not going to be around any that much longer. But it's great to know that we have people who are going to be able to stand up and tell the truth.
Well, that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. Stop by PrisonPlanet.tv and get yourself a 15-day free trial. You can see the Alex Jones Show, the Nightly News, the Special Reports and the Rants, so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Jakari Jackson from the InfoWars Command Center, and we'll see you again Monday.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.